Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness Director Joe Volk says the governor's budget includes additional money for training and counseling at shelters and community reentry programs for mentally ill ex-convicts. The budget also includes a federal waiver to use Medicaid funds for case management and supportive housing. Volk says the waiver will create a new funding stream.
Going forward now, this will allow us to do more supportive housing around the state of Wisconsin, which will go a great ways towards reducing the number of homeless people in the state.
According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, there were nearly 5,700 homeless people in the state last year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.